Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Capitals are in big trouble, okay? And it is unbelievable, if you ask me. It's absolutely, it's indescribable. I can't even come up with enough adjectives to describe the horror of watching them in the playoffs every year disintegrate. Like, it is, to me, the most unbelievable thing ever. It truly is baffling to me, Carver High. Explain to me, and I don't even care if it takes you 10 minutes. Explain to me how that team, over the years, with all that talent, I mean, they are loaded with talent. I mean, they got a great team. Every year they have a great team. They really do. And they dominate the regular season. They really do. And then they lose in the playoffs every time. It is undeniably the most impossible thing to come up with an answer for. No one can even come up with an answer for why they suck so bad in the postseason.
No, there really isn't one that you can come up with and point with one specific thing. Just looking at these first two games in this series, I think that one thing that Trotz did, and I know this guy was so good the last month, month and a half of the season, I think he got a little too cute with playing Grubauer the first two games.
Should have just gone with Holtby the whole time.
I know that Grubauer outplayed Holtby, and this is second guessing whatever, for the last 6 weeks of the season, but you've got a guy, Vezina winner, has played in the playoffs before. I think that you could have started with Holtby, and if it went bad, went to Grubauer. I mean, he's got to go to Holtby tomorrow. He hasn't said it yet, but he's got to play Holtby in Game 3 in Columbus. He just has to. Devils did the same thing. Devils got cute. Kincaid played great down the stretch, and they didn't start Corey Schneider. Not down the stretch. Kincaid played great for two and a half months. I believe tonight was Corey Schneider's first win since December. So a little bit different, but a more veteran guy. They start.
I think it's his first playoff game with the Devils.
First playoff game with the Devils, but he's played with Vancouver in the playoffs, and so he has some playoff experience. I just think that I think the Caps might have got a little too cute playing Grubauer over Holtby.
So they lost both games in overtime and at home.
And last night, I know you probably saw the game. I mean, they had opportunities to win that game in overtime. I mean, Wilson had one lined up. All he had to do was blast it home. He was actually in the, like, Ovechkin spot on the ice. That's that spot on the ice where Ovechkin always scores from. And they got it to him. And there was it was a wide-open net, and Wilson fanned on it, and he missed it. They had chances to win that game. And now they're going back down 2-0, and they have the firepower, honestly, to maybe win both games in Columbus, but...
No, they don't.
Are
you seriously going to bet on that team in
Columbus? No, I'm not. I thought Columbus would win the series at the jump,
right,
but I feel better now.
But do you feel like that you could actually bet against them tomorrow night against the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, you can.
So are you gonna take the Caps?
I'm not touching the game. It's a no-touch game for
no
me.
No touch.
It's a no-touch game for me.
Why is that?
It's a no-touch game for me because as I feel like the Capitals haven't played terrible. They've scored. They've done some things poorly. I could absolutely see them winning tomorrow night, or they could be demoralized and Columbus will win. I think it's a no-touch game
Mafia,
for me.
Mafia, what do you think of the Capitals?
I think they're done. You know, we said after game one, we said, is it over? I said, no, it's not over yet. But the more they lose, the more it's going to get in their heads, the more people are going to start chirping about once again – them fell in the playoffs. They needed to win that game, too. It wasn't a must-win as far as the series goes, but
yeah, it was.
Now it's everywhere because you lost both games at home, both games in overtime. Like Carver said, you had the perfect chance to win it in overtime last night. Everyone's all over them again. The pressure is on. They have about 1,000 pounds on each one of their shoulders right now because, once again, it's another playoff season where, guess what? The Capitals are choking.
Are they the biggest pikers ever in Stanley Cup, like, in the last 10 years?
They are.
In the last
10
years,
so, yeah.
No question at all. It's them.
So what about the last 20 years?
You could probably get there.
They got to be top three.
If you go 20, I think it would still be them.
Or how about the Blues?
No, the Blues never had the teams that the Capitals have had. They absolutely have.
But they didn't they go to playoffs every year for like 23 straight years?
I don't care.
They always lost.
But they never had great teams. The Capitals have had President's Trophy winning
teams. So who would you put? Can you even think of anyone worse than
them? In the last 20 years? I can't think of anybody.
With like bad luck.
San Jose is the only other team that's in my mind with them the last 20 years.
But San Jose's been to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I can't even put them with them.
You can't.
Right, but there was like 5 years where they were the President's Trophy winners.
Right,
and always choking,
but they
the
stand alone as the Capitals stand alone as the greatest Coifers maybe ever.
This is a team that has never gotten out of the second round since Ovechkin's been on the team. That makes them.
That is undeniably the most confusing thing I've ever heard. With as
talented
talent as he is. He is so talented and such a rock star. You can't even deny it. He's so dangerous on the ice. He is lethal, and yet he never wins. Is that not the craziest thing ever?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.